Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Water to Wine, the podcast where we talk about how to be a Catholic young man in today's crazy culture. My name is Matt Duncan, and I am here with Santi Duran, and the two of us are both educators at Catholic school. I teach theology.
And I teach Latin and Spanish at the Highland School.
And currently, at the time of this recording, it is almost finals week. Finals are almost upon us, and so we thought it would be a great time to talk about Catholic education. So, maybe starting at Catholic education in our own lives. Santi, did you go through Catholic school growing up, or how often did you attend Catholic school?
I did. I went to many different schools. Most of them were Catholic growing up. I attended Catholic school even from grade school all the way through high school. I went to a public university, but the University of Georgia, and they had a very lively and involved Catholic center, so I was really appreciative of that.
Nice. So what would you say was the most helpful thing for you in your personal life, maybe in your formation as a Catholic man, that Catholic school helped with?
Well, I would say one of the main things would be the example of some of the priests that I was in contact with. The priests that I had an opportunity to share my struggles with, and who gave me a priestly perspective that was really useful for me in working through the questions I had in my own personal life and in the high school itself and in university. That's something that I was really appreciative there, because in college, you know, you meet with questions that are maybe more complicated than in high school, and priests were there as well. So I was lucky to have them.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I definitely agree with you. Lucky to have them is the right phrase, because there are Catholic schools as well that don't have a chaplain. I went to a Catholic elementary and middle school, and it was at a huge parish, and we had over 5,000 families.
So wow.
I don't even know how many people that is, because we had big Catholic families too. And then two active priests and one retired at this parish. So I went to the parish school, and with three guys trying to pastor 5,000 families, there's no time for them to be chaplain. I'd say my biggest takeaway from Catholic school is just that atmosphere of being able to pray and talk about faith and how our faith actually permeates not just religion class. I had a wonderful 8th grade math teacher, actually, who brought all of us closer to God simply because she would incorporate God into all the subjects that she taught. She was also the religion teacher, so of course there's that one, but the way she taught math was also holy in a way. Like,
you know, that's really funny you mentioned the math teacher. We at St. Pius the 10th Catholic High School in Atlanta, there was also a high school math teacher who was Mr. Brisbane. He was more on the quiet side, but had a nevertheless a very strong presence. And he was at morning mass in the chapel every morning without exception. And just like you said, he somehow managed to bring us Christ through the math class. It was impressive. It's one of those things I can't exactly tell you how, but everyone felt it. And we knew, you know, here's a holy man. And so I mentioned before priests. I should have actually also mentioned two nuns in what was once the Donnellan School in Atlanta, where I went to second grade. Sister Rita was there. She's since passed away, but she was beloved by everyone. And even at that young age, we felt how, like you said, her Catholic life permeated everything she did. And she was so happy doing it. She was happy being a nun, and she was happy being a nun for us, right? So that's something that struck me even at an early age, and I think left impressions that have helped form me.
Yeah, it's interesting. I agree. Like, I can't put my finger on what it was. It's not like, you know, my teacher, Mrs. Balter, was saying, like, you know, 3 plus 3, oh, and 3 is the Trinity, like, forcing that into our heads or anything. You know, it was very, very subtle, just by her, maybe her kindness, her generosity, and really also just her, the way that she called us higher, I think, was really important. And that formed me not just as a Catholic, but also as a young man, that she really challenged me. And I hated math. I still hate math. I suck at math. But the way she challenged me really helped me grow as a person. So what do you think are some of your goals, or do you see that in your position teaching at a Catholic school? I mean, mine is a bit more clear as a theology teacher. You know, I am talking about God, like, in a very right. concrete way, but right. as a Latin and Spanish teacher, do you incorporate some of those elements that helped shape you as well?
Right, yeah. So Latin, right? You have the language of the church right there. So there's plenty of opportunities to mention the faith. There's also chant that I show my students every once in a while. And even in Spanish class, I show them how much of the culture that we are exploring in the classes has been shaped by the Christianity that came from Spain, that came from Europe, and then was spread through the Americas.
Nice.
Through missionaries, many of whom were martyred. And, you know, since we're a legionary school, when we pray, at the end we say, Christ our King, thy kingdom come, right? And I try to instill in them an appreciation for what that means, thy kingdom come, and to look at, well, what does it mean to make Christ's kingdom come? What does it mean to put efforts to bring it about, right? And so I draw their attention to the martyrs who sacrificed tremendously to make his kingdom come. And so whenever they say that phrase, I try to have them reflect on that. So there's plenty to reflect on in yeah. Spanish class and Spanish culture and in Latin to remind us of Christ and take a second look at, well, who are we as Catholic students and who are we as Catholic teachers and what are we doing here in a Catholic school? And outside with our families in our house and outside with our friends, you know, that's an identity that doesn't leave us, right?
Yeah, that Catholic identity. Now, I think moving out to a more broad perspective, that Catholic identity is what distinguishes a Catholic school from the rest of the education system, right? Especially here in the United States, in that, yes, Catholic schools are typically well known for being academically advanced or having great sports programs, right? But I think really that focus needs to be on the Catholic identity. I mean, what do you think is the purpose of Catholic schools here in America? Why send your kid to a Catholic school when you have a great public school down the road?
Wow.
When it's like, you know, yeah. some Catholic schools are almost the same as college tuition. Why right. fork over that much, you know?
Right. Well, I think one of the biggest words that comes to mind is formation. And you know, of course, there are many excellent public schools out there, but I think the biggest difference that I have seen, I'm thinking now of my freshman year in high school. I went to Straight Jesuit College Prep in Houston, Texas. The formation that I got there was just something else. They are they're a Jesuit school, and the teachers and the administration there, it was so permeated with our Catholic identity. And that, I think, formed the young men. It was an all-boys school in a way that I don't see possible in a place where Christ is not welcome, in a place where Christ is not permeating everything, that formation, that human formation even, mm-hmm. right? You engage others not just in a way that is, say, good for the school or, you know, as a friend, but as a brother in Christ, right? That puts a whole new light into how you engage with your classmates, with your other teachers, right? So that is something that I really appreciate and I think makes one of the biggest differences here. You know, when you're paying a lot of money for a Catholic education, well, I mean, you should make sure that that Catholic identity is there and that it's forming your child into a child of God and the difference that that makes and should make.
Absolutely, and I definitely saw that in my own high school formation, because I did not go to a Catholic high school. I went to a public high school, huge school down in Florida, 3,400 students or something like that. And I had to receive that formation elsewhere. You know, I was involved in the youth programs at my parish and with the Legionaries of Christ, right? But had I not received that, I have no idea how I would have ended up in high school. I mean, yeah, there was a serious lack of that formation. There are plenty of teachers who cared, right? But when you take out that element of religion, it's like it makes such a difference. Knowing that a Catholic teacher not only cares about you as a person, but also about your eternal salvation, adds so much more depth to the relationship versus I care about you as a person, which is great and helps so many students, right, at public schools, but it's missing that next step. It doesn't go far enough because you're not encompassing the total person. You're missing the whole soul, right? The whole half of who they are.
Right, right. No, that's totally true. I'm so grateful for example, in the high school, I mean, in the Highland School, we have not only a good team of teachers who are endeavoring to bring Christ to their students in the classroom, but a full team of priests and consecrated women who give spiritual support, right? Aside from emotional, right, support to the students and human support, they give spiritual support, and I think that is so important. And I've seen many of the students grow in incredible ways, thanks to spiritual experiences that they've had, say, in on mission trips that they've had. Students who were sour and bitter and had, you know, chips on their shoulder and had things to prove and not really the best students have had conversions with the help of these experiences that have totally turned them around. I see them at Mass now every morning in the chapel. They have an appreciation for their career. They're looking ahead, right, planning their futures, and have a more mature, outlook on their own good. They desire their own good now, right, and their own not just temporal good, but eternal good. And I think that makes a huge difference, like you said, right, that eternal aspect.
And does that growth make it worth it when those kids are being little freaking punks in Spanish class?
I think so. I'm it's tough, but every time it is so worth it. It is so worth it. It's no doubt there. No doubts there. You know, it's tough sometimes when you know, kids can be tough to deal with, and it's sometimes not the most appreciated job, right?
But oh, absolutely.
But you know, it is so worth it to see those kinds of conversions, right? When a student decides to invest in himself, right, and see his own worth or her own worth, it's something else. It's totally worth it. There's no doubt in my mind.
Oh yeah, for sure. No, and I totally agree. In my theology class, right, sometimes they see God as just a grade, but when I actually see them learning something that can be useful for their personal growth, and when they see God as a relationship, that's when I realize, oh yeah, it's definitely worth putting up with all the crap that they give you sometimes. Now, you mentioned to me in a conversation earlier, Santi, something about the Benedict way, or what?
The Benedict option.
Benedict option. Right. Now, what is that, and what does it have to do with Catholic education?
Well, so it's an approach to our culture and how to educate our kids in it. So you could say it's a non-approach. The Benedict option is the idea that the only way to properly raise our children in the context of our culture is to have them aside, apart from the culture, and raise them with the values, given that it is impossible to have them exist in the culture, to grow in the culture, and not be, maybe corrupted is too strong a word, but mm-hmm. have strong influences that we would not otherwise, or that we would not want them to have.
Yeah.
And so it's saying, look, there's no way to do it out here in the culture, right? There are some very strong ideas that are being put forward, right, even at a very young age, and the only way to have our kids grow up the way we want them to is to have them apart from the culture. So we're going to, typically this takes the shape of homeschooling. Mm. So that's what that is. And so many people are espousing this idea, and they are not just in the United States, but in the UK as well, and in Ireland, right? To keep the values that they want. So that's what that is.
Huh. And I feel like I've seen that before, and I've seen it go both ways. You know, I've right. seen that really make kids socially inept because mm. they aren't exposed. Like, mm. you have to be exposed to the culture at least to an extent, right?
Right.
To function within it.
Right.
But I absolutely also agree that it totally starts with the family.
Right.
Totally.
Right. So, I think the role of the parents, and I know this is not an original phrase, but as the first, right, and primary educators of children, I think that's a very important idea.
Oh, yeah.
And one that we should protect. Unfortunately, it's an idea that is coming under fire increasingly.
Absolutely.
Laws have are being passed that require students, children, small children, to attend school and be present for ideas that are not in alignment with the Catholic
teaching.
Yes, thank you. Ideas on marriage, for example. Recently in the UK, an article came out talking about how a curriculum was recently passed for grade schoolers on a sexual education class that would teach them about LGBTQ issues.
Whoa.
And
young.
Right, yeah, of course. And showing marriage is something that is not between one man and one woman, but really anything that two consenting adults agree to, right? And so in the face of that, I think, is this reaction of the Benedict option. And so I think you hit on some good points there. It is necessary to at some point engage with the culture, right?
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
It's important to form children well, as best as possible.
Absolutely.
Right, to prepare them for the struggles that will come. But I would be wary, I guess, of a fleeing. Right. So maybe a strategic retreat, right?
Yeah,
but only to
go.
Come back, you know, with redoubled effort.
Exactly.
And excellent formation.
Exactly. And I've seen homeschooling done well. I've seen the Benedict option done well too, and it is amazing to see someone who has gotten that faith at home but has also been exposed to the culture and knows how to engage the culture versus be swallowed up by it, right? And that's what we ultimately are called to do as Catholics, right, is to engage the culture. So for those of you out there thinking about whether or not to send your kids to Catholic school, other young adults, maybe you're just starting to have kids and this is something on your mind, right, I think that is a great option and a great way to form the future generations, and well worth the sacrifice. This is Matt and Santi, and we are signing out from Water to Wine. God bless everyone.
Thanks, Matt.